AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is praising the release of the Americans held by Iran and the implementation of the Iran nuclear deal. Here's the AP's Mark Smith.
The president says both the nuclear deal and freedom for the long-held Americans are the fruits of engagement.
This is a good day because once again we're seeing what's possible with strong American diplomacy.
He says thanks to Iran's dismantling of much of its nuclear program, the Iranians no longer have enough fuel for even a single warhead.
We've now cut off every single path that Iran could have used to build a bomb.
Iran now gets access to tens of billions in frozen assets. But even as Obama spoke, the U.S. was slapping new sanctions on Tehran over ballistic missile testing conducted last fall. Mark Smith, Washington.
A plane carrying three of the Americans who were released landed in Geneva. Republican presidential candidate Marco Rubio says he's glad the Americans are coming home, but he considers the president's deal a sign of weakness.
What the president's now doing, not just with this, but what he did with the Castro brothers and what he did with Bergdahl, is he's put a price on the head of every American abroad. Our enemies now know that if you can capture an American, you can get something meaningful in exchange for it.
Rubio was on NBC's Meet the Press. Tonight in Charleston, South Carolina, it's debate number four for the Democratic presidential candidates. Bernie Sanders has been criticized by Hillary Clinton about his record on gun control.
My view has always been, and what is most important, is that we have a strong instant background check. I have supported that from day one. I want to see that expanded and improved.
Sanders was on ABC's This Week, and so was Hillary Clinton, who says she hopes Sanders changes his position on guns.
I hope he will take a hard look at what we call the Charleston loophole. That's a provision he also voted for that gives a gun to a potential buyer after 3 days, whether or not the background check has been completed.
The debate airs on NBC tonight. This is AP Radio News. Police in Philadelphia say a man who was evicted from his homeless shelter returned this morning with a gun and started shooting. A shelter employee was killed. Police in Philadelphia are looking for the gunman. People in Chicago are being told to check on neighbors. Pipes are frozen in Minnesota. The upper Midwest is getting hit with some dangerously cold weather, 36 degrees below zero in Fauston, Minnesota. In the NFL playoffs, the NFC game is almost over. The Carolina Panthers lead the Seattle Seahawks 31-21. In the AFC game, kicking off soon in Denver, the Broncos host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Peyton Manning starts at quarterback for Denver. He's been out with an injury.
It's a team game, and so you want to be out there, you know, doing the normal team stuff. And so, obviously, being out there coming up on 3 weeks in a row now, that's certainly been better.
Peyton Manning did play during the Broncos' last regular season game. The winner plays New England for a spot in the Super Bowl. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.